Zinke, Zonke, or Zedonk? Well, what is it?
Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the Answers book. Ken, it almost sounds like the lyrics to an old rock and roll song I heard years ago. But you've got my curiosity up. What is a Zinke, a Zonke, or a Zedonk?
Well, that's what a safari park in Japan is asking. Well, a female donkey at the park recently gave birth to a very interesting foal. It had the ears of a donkey with a distinctive black cross on the shoulders, but it also had the characteristic stripes of a zebra. Now, the donkey evidently had mated with the male zebra that was in the same habitat enclosure. And this is just one of many examples of zebras, horses and donkeys interbreeding and producing young. And by the way, contrary to popular claims, not all of the offspring are sterile. This ability to breed with one another indicates that all of them descended from the same original created kind as described in Genesis 1. Now, this again helps us understand that Noah needed far fewer animals on the ark than skeptics claim. For instance, only two animals representing the horse kind were actually needed to represent that kind on the ark. Yes, there was plenty of room on the ark for all the animals.
Ken Ham would like to take you on a quick tour of the history of the world according to the Bible. Read his new booklet, The Seven Seas of History, when you visit our popular and attractive website, AnswersRadio.com. You'll also discover there really was a Noah's Ark and Flood. That's AnswersRadio.com.